Hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Good morning.
Are you okay?
I'm a little tired.
I can tell. And a little stuffy.
That
your nose
too.
Stuffed up? Yeah.
No, it's allergies.
You're hilarious.
Yeah. It's always allergies, isn't it? Even when everything's frozen outside?
Yes.
Still allergies.
Mm-hmm. It
Some
is.
People don't get colds. They just have allergies.
It's true.
It's not influenza A. It's allergies.
No, you know what? When I have the flu.
The influenza doesn't actually make you throw up. It's a respiratory illness.
I am well aware of that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that until a couple of years ago.
Thanks for the health lesson.
I didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
Because everybody always said you had the flu, and I'm not a doctor.
Well, there's...
Or a nurse.
Like the stomach bug flu or whatever.
Well, for whatever reason, it just gets called the flu, but I don't care. Anyway.
Okay.
high school football kicked my ass last night.
Apparently. Were you playing?
No. I was just in a car for 4 hours yesterday. 4+ hours. More like 4.5.
Bleh. And not going to the cities or something? That's just not fun.
No. It was about 2 hours and 10 minutes each way. For some reason. By the way, thank you, South Dakota High School Activities Association, for sending a crew from Sioux Falls to go 2.5 hours to a game.
Don't they have a crew up there?
One would think. I don't know. I would rather not had a game, honestly.
Weird.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a good game and everything, but it just sucks when you have to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't schedule us until like after the last round is done. So I didn't. We got the call like on Wednesday. Well, I had already made the plans to take off Thursday and Friday.
Right.
If I had known, I would have taken Monday, Tuesday off.
Exactly.
But yeah, anyway. So I'll just run through who won last night. In 11AA, it was Washington winning big. Brookings over Brookings, 48-0. I'm really tired, so I'm going to say lots of stuff that makes zero sense today.
I'll try to keep him on track.
Just be aware. O'Gorman over Yankton, 21-17. Brandon over Pier, 41-17. And Roosevelt over Lincoln, 21-3. Dells rocks Chamberlain, 47-6. Harrisburg beat West Central, 35-13. Poor Dakota Valley. They had to travel forever to Spearfish and lost by one, 14-13.
Oh, man, not fair.
I guess they left on Sunday for that game, which...
Well, I told you they were going to leave early.
Sioux Falls, well, yeah, I didn't realize they would leave that early, though. But, I mean, they couldn't be in school all day Monday anyway, so what was the point?
Right.
You know, and they got money in Dakota Dunes, so, you know, they got a hotel. Or maybe they stayed in the Young Center, who knows?
Maybe.
Let's see, that's a West River game. Tri-Valley beat Duel 37-14. Parkson lost to Aberdeen Ron Colley 35-7. Flandreau beat St. Tommy Moore 48-12. It's actually St. Thomas Moore. We call this St. Tommy Moore when I lived in Rapid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Howard won. Looking. Canastota, 50-0 over Wall. Some of these towns might be around here, and I don't know it, but Viber Hurley beat Hitchcock Tulare, 38-20. That looked like a good one. And I don't see any other... If I missed your game, I'm sorry. But it looks like all the rest of them are out of our area, so... I'm going to skip those. So there you go. Spearfish, they got to play at home last night. They'll be going to Harrisburg on Saturday.
Mm.
So that'll be still not as long of a trip. Dakota Valley went as far as they could go. Actually, no, they could have gone a little farther. Belle Fouche is the farthest possible opponent they could have had.
Oh, really?
And that's about 9 miles north of Spearfish.
Mm.
I can't even imagine. I mean, we made cross-state trips in college. From Spearfish.
Right.
But it was a college, you know. We had bigger budgets than most high schools do. And yeah, that I can't imagine. And the Sioux Falls schools do all the time, but it's just straight too rapid. It's a lot shorter. I mean, Dakota Valley has another hour plus on that drive.
Exactly.
In a bus.
Ugh. So long.
They're probably just rolling into town now. So yeah, there's that. The next round of the playoffs is on Saturday. It'll be finally probably.
That's a little better that it's on a Saturday versus on a Monday night.
Yeah, but we won't get a game.
Oh.
We'll only get one game in the playoffs, unless there happens to be a ton of games around our area all through the playoffs. We got two 1 year, but we won't get another one.
Gotcha.
And yeah, it's moving on. The hurricane sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Interesting. There's a ton of water flooding and stuff like that in the New York area.
Yeah, a lot of water. Mm-hmm. A lot of water. And I'll never understand how people still haven't realized that what you say online actually does have consequences. Because to go along with the hurricane yesterday, people in the Northeast were tweeting their plans to loot abandoned houses. Here's a quote of a tweet. If this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. Another tweet.
Hey, psycho.
Who wants to go looting with me when Sandy hits? I need some new S. Expletive deleted.
Yes.
And quote, about to do some looting when this hurricane finally hits. Gonna get a new laptop and TV. This hurricane might be the best thing to happen. As of now, there haven't been any actual reports of looting, but they could be coming. Who knows? I suppose it could be people joking, but...
I hope they're joking.
Yeah.
Bunch of jerk faces.
Yeah, I would think they're joking. I don't know.
I don't know. There's dumb people, so...
It could happen.
It's possible that they could be serious.
I mean, there was a lot of water. I was in a car half the day yesterday, so I didn't see much after I left work. And even when I was at work, I wasn't really following news after I got off the air.
I caught a little bit of one of those break-ins, you know, on The Voice when I was watching that, and... There was.
Did they have like, scary music like dun dun?
Yes, it was very. It was very scary. It wasn't Jaws, but it was very scary. And then the reporter had water literally up to his knees.
There was a video going around yesterday. I gotta find it. I heard about it on the radio.
Oh boy.
Of a woman who was doing like this dramatic report. Look how high the water is getting. She's sitting in a canoe or something. It is so high that blood. Two guys walk in front of her. In like 6 inches of water.
Still a lot on the ground.
Oh. Yeah, because that's never happened even here in a regular rainstorm.
Well, that's different.
6 inches of water. And look, I'm in a boat in the middle of the city. How scary is this, TV news person?
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. Two dudes cut right in front of the camera in front of her. Walking through 6-8 inches of water, which, yeah, is significant in a city, right. But still not unheard of.
Well,
it's not exactly Katrina.
Right.
You know?
The report that I saw, though, the guy did have water up to his knees. Yeah.
I love the scary music they were playing on CNN yesterday.
And then they also showed video of this huge crane up in the air. That part of it was broken, and it was swinging in the wind. And so they're pretty much... either going to have to wait till the storm stops so they can fix it, or it may drop.
I just knock it down.
That was a little scary. Because can you imagine? I mean, that thing could go tumbling down. I think they said it was, I don't remember, 90 feet up in the air, something like that. I mean, it was...
Oh, it wasn't a super big crane.
Well, it appeared high.
When you said crane, the first thing that popped in my head, wind and crane, was when Miller Park, the Brewers Stadium in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That had a crane collapse on it in the middle of construction. And killed a couple of workers because the wind was too high. And this is several hundred feet in the air.
Maybe it was more than
It was blowing way too hard and the crane gave way and
the video crashed. Was it swinging and it looked pretty freaky.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't deal with hurricanes.
Thank goodness.
We just get tornadoes.
And blizzards.
Yeah. Blizzards are... They ruin your life for a lot. Well, I can't say that either. They have the potential to, not ruin your life, but to mess up your life for a little longer. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, a hurricane can flatten a whole massive area. It doesn't, blizzards don't flatten the area like a hurricane, but they leave a lot of snow behind, and it's really hard to move around afterwards.
Exactly.
I remember 97 driving back from Brookings through a tunnel.
Yeah.
Between Brookings and about the Madison exit on I-29. They didn't carve out the lanes. They carved out a lane.
It was so bad.
And it was like 10 feet high.
It was. It was unbelievable. I still to that day.
I wish I would have had a camera. Cause
yeah.
It was just
unreal.
It was like driving through a tunnel. A tunnel with no roof.
It
basically.
Was that way. When they were finally unreal. Able to cut like paths out of town. And yeah, it's nuts.
And it was
absolutely nuts.
And like the center line was pretty much in the middle of the lane that you had. I mean, there was only room for one car to go through there at a time.
And you weren't moving very fast.
No, I think I was. Well, no, I was cooking along pretty good because I was the only one on the interstate. I was waiting to get out.
Dumb.
It was crazy. Apple wants to see if we'll pay $59 for a light bulb.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've got the details on that coming up in about 30 minutes. News is next. Hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:21. We're going to top out at 54 today. Nice and sunny. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Kids are like farts. You don't mind your own, but others' people's are unbearable. Other people's are unbearable. Yeah, I slipped a little extra S in there.
Yeah, others' people's.
Others' people's.
I don't like others' people's kids either.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Probably one of those people that eat corn dogs, aren't you?
I kind of like corn dogs. Yeah. Sometimes. Mini ones.
It is October 30th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Matthew Morrison is 34 today. You know who he is?
Matthew Morrison.
Hello? He plays...
is he on Glee?
Yeah, Will Schuster.
Will Schuster,
on Glee.
Yeah, I thought so.
Gavin Rossdale is 47 today, and he is married to the single hottest... Well, not the single hottest woman, but he's married to a really hot lady.
Okay.
In Gwen Stefani.
Ah.
Kevin Pollak is 55 today. Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Hey. He was also a Coach Klein in The Waterboy.
Yes.
Meet the Coach Klein. Visualize and attack. Bobby, visualize and attack.
Hey, it works.
Grace Slick is 73 today. Jefferson Airplane and Starship and the Jefferson Starship. I had three different things. I got to interview her when I worked in Rapid, and she attempted to smoke pot at the White House, but failed.
Oh.
They got booted before they got to.
I would guess so.
It was a funny story, though. 1894, the devil himself, Daniel M. Cooper, patented the time clock. And ever since, wage slaves everywhere have had to punch time cards. Well, now you do it in a computer, but still. What a jerk.
Yeah.
1938, Orson Welles made his infamous War of the Worlds radio broadcast. Millions of listeners thought New Jersey was actually being invaded by aliens. One Pittsburgh woman was found with a bottle of poison saying she'd rather die that way. He ended up with $750,000 in lawsuits filed against him, and which is why we now have the hoax rule in radio.
Yes.
1945, the government announced the end of shoe rationing. That was due to World War II. They rationed everything, even tires. If you got spotted driving a car on a Sunday, you were the devil. Because you had to ration your gas and your tires, so you better be going to the hospital or something like that before you'd be driving around during World War II on a Sunday. 1970, Jim Morrison was sentenced to 6 months of hard labor and fined $500 for indecent exposure and profanity at a concert in Miami.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. 1981, Halloween 2 was released.
Stop.
That's the wrong music.
Yeah, that's like
that's
Twilight.
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that one sounded like. Oh, it's like, no, that's Friday the 13th. Never mind. let's see here. 1993, Meatloaf's album Bat Out of Hell 2, Back Into Hell, hit number one on the charts. Thanks to I Would Do Anything for Love.
But I won't do that.
But I won't do that. But today is the greatest day I've ever known, because it is the 44th birthday of the greatest white rapper ever.
Vanilla Ice?
No, let me rephrase. Greatest white rapper from Canada.
Oh.
Licky Boom Boom the Hound. Oh no! Word.
Licky Boom Boom down.
You know what I thought the song was back in the day?
What?
The Farmer.
Tell you're from South Dakota.
Yeah. Well, he's from Canada. They can't possibly have informers in Canada. Nobody commits crime in Canada, do they?
I don't... Yeah?
Well, I didn't think. Well, I'm sure they maybe accidentally drive off with gas, but without paying.
Okay.
They're too nice in Canada to commit crime, aren't they?
Hey, I don't know.
Anyway.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
I am.
Okay.
I must be too tired to be doing it properly.
Yeah, that was improper sarcasm.
Sorry. Anyway, snow is 44 today, and that is why today, October 30th, is... Dirt.
Hulk Hogan settled his lawsuit. I've got all that story coming up next in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 640. We're going to top out at 54 today. It's going to be nice and sunny. The hurricane out east, Hurricane Sandy, you better shape up, is causing people to do silly things. There's been a bunch of memes on the internet of Sandy from Greece.
Wow.
Hurricane Sandy, something about is here to ruin Halloween, whatever. So the TV news people, they look for anything interesting, and sometimes they don't realize how funny the interesting thing is. You know, there was that video. I went and found that video of the reporter in the boat and people walked by.
Yeah.
It wasn't from this hurricane. It was from a flood out east, like in 2006.
Okay.
But the video is still hysterical. This woman's in a boat. Look how deep the water is. It's so deep I can row a boat down the street. Two guys walk by in front of her, completely exaggerating the flood.
Good timing on that one.
I mean, heavy rains have clogged storm drains and made more water than that.
Yeah.
So there was a reporter in Virginia who decided she was going to interview a random dude in a zombie pirate costume.
Come on in here. We have a visitor who's just happened by, a zombie, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a pirate. I've been at this for a few years.
So you're a pirate. Yeah. I apologize. And what are you doing? You just out checking things?
Meeting. Yeah, I've been living in Alexandria about 650 years. And this is probably the worst storm I'm expecting.
Well, and a pirate, I would think, wouldn't be all that scared of a storm, right?
How do you think I died?
He doesn't talk like a pirate.
He's a zombie pirate, though.
Well, then you would talk like, arr.
No, it would be like, brains.
Arr.
And now for my favorite clip of the hurricane. A shirtless guy in a horse mask.
There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. I don't know where he came from. But I guess there's an attitude with storms. You can either be scared and, hide in your house, or you can have a sense of humor about it. And that's all I can say about that guy, is I think he's got a sense of humor about it and obviously wanting to get a little bit of attention.
Yeah. There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask.
There's a shirtless man jogging wearing a horse mask.
Where's that at? New York?
Where was that one? That was Washington, D.C.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Good times.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get to have blizzard parties this year.
I hope not.
There'll be a lot of babies born out east. About 9 months from now. Pardon me, 10 months from now.
And named Sandy.
That's the funny thing. If it was like some weird name, you wouldn't name them that. But if they're girls, there's going to be a lot of Sandys.
Well, guys can be Sandy, too.
They can be, but the only Sandy I know of is Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, and just saying that they could be.
So there are a lot of things that Apple makes that people will spend a ridiculous amount of money for.
Not me.
I don't either. The next thing that, well, first they changed their power adapters for the new iPhone, so you have to buy a new one.
Of course.
Your old
they
ones
did.
Won't work. They'll make $100 million off of that.
Yeah.
And then their newest thing is a $59 light bulb.
Excuse me? For a light bulb?
Would you pay $59 for a light bulb?
No.
Okay, if
I am such a bargain shopper at light bulbs, too.
If you were a rabid Apple fan, would you buy a $59 light bulb?
No.
You might.
No.
Remember, these are people who will run out and pay full $700 for a brand new iPhone just because it's the new one.
I won't do that, though.
Those people will buy a $59 light bulb.
I am way more rational than that.
You can control the brightness and even the color from your iPhone or iPad, of course. It's called the Hue.
Okay, who cares?
It'll be sold exclusively at Apple stores. Costs $199 for the starter kit. And one controller and three bulbs.
Controller?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is this necessary?
No.
Okay.
But it sure is cool.
No, not really.
Speaking of light bulbs and on and off, we were driving in an area where there are windmills last night.
Okay.
On the way back from the game.
All right.
I will say we went north. And all of the windmills that you could see from the interstate were blinking in unison. The FAA red light on the top.
Oh.
Every one of them. Usually they just kind of twinkle on and off and they're kind of random.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, dozens, blinking on and off in unison like it was a Christmas light display.
That's kind of cool.
It was kind of cool. I thought it was kind of neat. Random, but still kind of neat. I can't believe one of my favorite books is getting banned from a high school in California.
What?
Yeah. I know. I do read. Yeah, I know.
What?
I read.
I know. I do have a favorite book.
I have a favorite book. And one of my favorites is getting banned. I'll tell you which one next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:52 up to, what are we getting up to today? 51, some sprinkles this morning maybe. 37 right now. So there is a book that I love that they're getting kind of bent out of shape about in California. The book is Different Seasons by Stephen King. It's actually four novellas, shorter stories in one novel. Two of them are very well-known stories. Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption was made into The Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And The Body is another story in there that was made into Stand By Me. Another story that's in there, I never read it or saw the movie, was Apt Pupil. Now, it's Rockland High School, just outside Sacramento. They pulled the book because of a rape scene in one of the stories that makes up the book. Now, there was, in The Shawshank Redemption, in the movie, they kind of allude to Andy getting attacked.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of part of the story of him being in prison and wanting to get out.
Makes sense.
It's not like it's completely gratuitous.
Right.
You know, it's certainly part of the story. While it's not pleasant, it's certainly part of the story. Several members of the school committee have not even read the book.
What?
The book is, like I said, a collection of stories, but they're looking at yanking it just because of this.
I don't know how you could yank a book and not read it.
Okay, so if we're going to rank all major, you know, if major crimes are going to cause books to get yanked from schools, then we better, any book that has a murder in it,
yeah,
better get removed. Well, that's going to take care of Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Not going to have any Shakespeare in school anymore. Let's see, what else? Well, that's pretty much all I can think of.
There's a ton of books, though, that have all the murder and crime. And
it's so ridiculous to... I mean, it. Okay, is it something that should be taught from? I mean, they're not, and it's not, it's just a book that's in the library. It's not like they're teaching a class from the book.
Right.
You know, it's not part of the reading list for a class or anything like that. It's just.
I'm surprised this is happening in California.
Of all places, yeah. But, yeah, weird.
That is very weird.
Very, 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 very weird. There is a very funny story about the congressional campaign. If you had not heard about the corndog video, this is one of the funniest things that has ever happened in South Dakota politics, ever.
Agreed.
And I do mean ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's even anything close to as humorous as this entire story.
And we're never going to forget about it.
And we'll never forget about it. We have that story coming up, plus audio of the video. It's great. It is fantastic. That's coming up next. Hang on.
104.7.com.